Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Got to get a couple of things of housekeeping out the way. Very, very important things, by the way, or I might add. First of all, got to give a huge special thanks and shout out to one of the newest members of the team, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, for every home. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly, and I do mean exactly, what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call. 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Also, we're out here Blind Squirrel today. Want to remind people, come on out here, man. You can draw for up to $10 to $100 from DraftKings in free bets. And even if you're not one of the first, everyone who has a DraftKings app, come on out. You can register for a $500 bonus bet or the grand prize of
$1,000
bonus bet. Plus, our friends at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, they're out here. They've got free shirts. They've got free hats. They've got some gear out here.
All
come
you
out.
Have to do is have a DraftKings account.
That's it, man. Have your username ready. Come out here. Take care of it. And if you can't make it out here and you want to just do something, we do have the ESPN Louisville Bracket Challenge. Go to ESPNLouisville.com. That's presented by our friends over here, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, Derby City Gaming Downtown, Made Pro, and the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kentuckiana. You're going to have prizes from RGB Home Theaters, Bourbon and Beyond, Louder Than Life, Chick-fil-A, Liquor Barn, CYO Infrared, Cox's Evergreen Liquors, Top Golf, Derby City Gaming, and many, many more. So get out and, do your thing out there, man. Pick winners. Y'all know how to do the tournament around here, if you remember how the tournament works.
Now you know how to get to the Blind Squirrel. Like I said, we out here.
Heck yeah, man. Chilling. Come out here and have lunch, man. I'm looking. You know what's got my eye today, Marcus?
I'm listening.
These Rumpke nachos. Rumpke. Listen. Tortilla chips with pulled pork or ground beef, queso, green onions, pico, jalapenos, guacamole, and spicy sour cream. That sounds fantastic.
It does sound good.
My God. Or I can get a burger bowl.
I saw that too.
Or a pizza. Oh my gosh, dude.
Pesto grilled chicken sandwich.
Crispy chicken wrap.
Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, my God. They got a meatball or Italian grinder sandwich.
A Borzen chicken sandwich.
Good God. An all-star burger.
Mac and cheese bacon burger.
Oh, half-pound burger with mac and cheese, bacon, and lettuce. They got a beer. Oh, my God. They got a beer cheeseburger. Half-pound burger, beer cheese, onion straws, lettuce, tomato on a pretzel bun. That's what I want.
Truffle burger.
I want a beer cheeseburger. Hey, you know they have spinny fries, too.
Shut up.
Yep. Swear. Yeah, I want a beer cheeseburger.
I am so jealous right now. But I want to give a shout-out to Rick Newman and Bluebell Ice Cream because they did bring by some delicious gooey butter cake ice cream here to the station and to you
butter
fellas
cake
there.
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
From Bluebell?
Oh, come on.
That's awesome. Okay, who do we have on the line?
Jay.
Jay, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, I just was wondering, it's everything's going towards Dusty May now. It seemed like 2 days ago they were talking about Musselman was heavily interested and stuff like that on, that Gary Parish interview. I just was wondering, in comparison, I know, just say, Musselman had a bad year this year, but down the line, in comparison, he's had a better overall college coaching, head coaching record. quicker than Dusty May has. And I know Dusty May's young too, but it seems like a lot of the stuff, you know, we kind of are needing, like ASAP, it seemed like to me, like Musselman, even though he had a bad year this year, would kill. Like, he already, you know, hits the portal hard. He, you know, he already seems like, you know, he's really into NIL. It's just, I just wonder, like, you know, not necessarily like the last year when, you know, Dusty May went 35-4.
Right.
Was that, like, you know, a significant year? But it's like, I mean, you look at all the other years before then, it was like, you know, the most I think he won was like 17 games. And it's like, it's not necessarily I'm sorry, it's 19 games is the most that he won before that. But I'm just thinking, like, as far as it, would you guys take Dusty May or Musselman, even though, like, say, Musselman had the bad year this year and Dusty May, you know, went 35-4 last year?
But, see, what we're kind of learning is there's a certain – I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, there's only a certain number of coaches that you think can get it done at this level, right? So you're only going to have, like – there's only one or two national championship coaches,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like I said, you got your, you know, hey, it'd be nice to go get Hurley or all the Final Four coaches
yeah.
and just put them on your list. So you only have a certain amount. All of, you know, we talked about it earlier. All the coaches are going to have flaws. All the coaches are going to have down season. Every, you know, like when we're talking about Scott Drew, there's seasons that weren't great. You know, he had, you know, what he. 7 and 8 wins, you know, stuff like that.
Well, and Scott Drew was Clemson to an extent. He was a Clemson guy. Mm-hmm. It was Scott Drew can't win it until he could,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then he could. And when he did, he won it, you know, but it was like he can't win the big one until he won it.
Yeah. Yep. So every concern you have is going to be a valid concern. Like
yeah.
I said, there's going to be seasons on – you know, there's going to be seasons like yeah, Rick couldn't win at two different places until he did, you know, or just something like that.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, I mean, Musselman would be a great candidate. I have no problem with Musselman. I mean, if they hired him today, I would
right.
be
and,
like, okay.
And every coach has a resume that's going to change his negotiations. So it's not just like one solid money amount.
Yeah.
And you're just, you know, holding it out on a platter for each individual coach,
yeah.
you know. Like,
but it's like there's a fan base out there today. The Indiana Hoosiers that are praying to God Louisville don't hire Dusty May. So, like, I'm saying it's not the worst hire in the world either, you know.
Right.
I mean, Eric Musselman, he could come in here, and I think he would immediately – I mean, I think Jerome Tang would have done a great job here. Don't seem like he's really being talked about, but, I mean, you know, like, yeah, there's – for days I can look up candidates and tell you, you know, hey, man, this candidate would be great here, this candidate would be great here. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a ton of good – solid candidates that can win a lot of basketball here.
Did want to mention, before we get into the coaching, did want to give a big-time shout-out to the Simmons Lady Falcons,
ah,
who won the first ever championship in any sport.
Okay.
The Lady Falcons, they won their national championship. Mayor Greenberg gave them their own day, which is March 19th.
Very cool.
So yeah, want to give them a shout-out. The Coach of the Year, Earl Ruffin, definitely shout-out. You know, good job. Pass that along to everybody
absolutely,
else out there.
Absolutely, man.
Okay, speaking of coaches.
Yeah.
You got a little bit of Nolan Smith taken to Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you have that clip, Nikki?
Yes, well, sir. I'll set it up really quick, too. Dalton Pence yesterday. He did a space, well, you know, Twitter space.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah. And looking in there, and you got Nolan Smith pops up in there. And, you know, it was one of those deals where it was like, all right.
Kind of impromptu.
Let's hear what he has to say, you know. So, yeah, yeah.
And when you look back for me as a young coach, it's always, all right, what could you have done better? What could you have done more? Where could you have voiced your opinion, even if it ruffled feathers? Like, what could you have done more? Because at the end of the day, for the first time in my life, I wake up, I'm like, man, I failed. And that's it's a bad feeling, right? I think if anybody who's been through failure in life, you're like, man, how could I have rewrote that? How could I have made it better? How could I have not failed? So as a young guy, 35 years old in this business, I've woken up every morning since the end is just like, man, what could I have done better? Just asking those questions over and over again to see how I could have fixed it. That's what I'll take forward with me. The lessons that I've learned, and just to make sure it doesn't happen to me again, and make sure I don't ever feel like this ever again.
What did you think about that?
I think you should talk more. You know, I think it kind of, it was the first time I think fans have felt like they've been talked to. Again, this isn't shade at anybody else, but I mean, I think it's the first time fans feel like they've been talked to real, like,
yeah, without patron, yeah,
no, yeah, patron, yeah, yeah, with like, hey, man, yeah, no, we, I mean, he went on to say, and I know that was the only clip that I think that somebody was able to grab from there, but I mean, he went on to say things. He's like, look, I understand where the fans are mad. We had 12 wins. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not, yeah, like, no, I understand that, and we didn't do it, you know, and I think you heard him there say, listen, I look at myself every day and go, okay, what could I have done better?
I enjoyed that.
Because you know how easy it would be for Nolan Smith to say, I don't know, you ask Kenny. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, ask him why we wasn't good. I don't know. You know, but I like that he said, nah, man, nah, I fear, no. What could I have done?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Done? And you, yeah. You know, you.
Yeah.
You've been around me long enough to know, man, that the number one thing that I always say, the only coaching I ever did with Jalen was what could you have done better? And if that's your only thing you're consumed with, and not consumed with any blame, any finger pointing, that wins out over anything at
absolutely.
Time, you know? So, yeah, I enjoy that.
This fan base likes that. They like that. They want to know that you're taking accountability for what happened.
Yep. And also, I think this is just Marcus Maben personally watching the game.
Yeah.
When I watch the game, Steve, you'd hear me scream this. I'd scream to anybody that'll listen. I watch Nolan react to the small things.
Sure.
The small things like that screen that wasn't set good. I watched him. You know, just a, like, not a big deal, but a, you know, a steal that should have been ours because we scouted that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I watched him react to it. So that's that. Honestly, that's what kind of like made me comfortable that they were going to figure it out.
Yeah,
because I'm looking and I'm saying, that kid over there,
he can see it. Yeah, can,
he sees it. He's he's reacting the way I'm reacting. I know he's seeing the detail. He knows that guy, you know, was supposed to be two steps forward.
Absolutely.
So, if you're, you know, that was my experience. If I'm watching him react to that little thing that somebody missed, that means I know at least one person is in that locker room who's, you know, blah blah blah. And like I said, that's just my body reaction, right? So you watch that, and then here's the thing. Again, this is my interpretation. This is my psychoanalysis of the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And we came to the point where I'm like, you and I both kind of came to this conclusion together. That was like, yeah, it's Nolan. He's young. OGs are in there. You know, that's Danny Manning. That's Kenny Payne. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, are they going to listen? I mean,
it's hard to speak up in that room,
even
man.
Even the way he said when Reese Gaines was like, Coach, can I say something? He's like, man, you're Reese Gaines. Like,
yeah.
Of course you can say something, you know. But, yes, it is hard to speak up in that room. And I think you kind of like heard it in a subtle way with what he said, just ruffle feathers a little more, no matter whose feathers they are. You know, like I could see that. And I could see how you can't do that.
Yeah.
Or I could see how it's tough to do that.
Absolutely.
And like I said, being, like I said, 35, you're getting your first shot. You know, this is his first shot. Think about it. He got here at Louisville, and before you know it, he had a G League call.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, just a call, but that's still like all these blessed, you know, opportunities to, you know, to take advantage. So, yeah, you could easily just – like want to not ruffle any feathers and say, I'll pull guys to the side more instead of hey, no, this has to be said.
And again, I do think that there were a couple guys. I mean, I do think Nolan could have had our roster looking a touch different last year. Mm-hmm. Whatever choice, head coach, that's his choice.
Yep.
That's why you're the head coach.
Yep.
Okay. So, hey, it's one of those deals, man, where, look, I would love, I mean this, I would love to see Nolan get a crack here with because and I'm not saying I'm not saying he will. I don't know that he will.
Because if he wants to, yeah.
At the same breath, I don't want any new coach come in. I don't care if I like a guy personally or not. I love Mark Lieberman. Mm. I don't want Dusty May to be handicapped with, hey, you have to hire this guy. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though you should hire Mark.
I was going to say.
He probably is the best individual instructor.
You're a piece of crap friend, Steve.
By the way, Mark, I need to I know you're listening because you've got nothing else going on right now. I need to text him because the Acolyte, the new Star Wars trailer just dropped for a show on Disney Plus. So I want to see what Lieberman's thinking about that. But, yeah, I would probably go ahead and hire him. But anyways, you know, I would like to see a guy like Nolan get his shot. I would love to see him get it here just because I do know what Louisville means to him. Mm. You know, and I do hate that. I mean, you know, this dude came here and he thought this is it, man.
Yep.
And it went terrible. Now, Ian not here, I believe he'll get a shot somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it was good regardless. I'm glad he was able to kind of speak out. You know,
and not in an aggressive way or disgruntled way. Just no, self-reflective.
Yeah, and I thought he did. I thought he had a lot of great things to say on there. Now, they did ask him if he played TBT. He didn't sound against it.
I'm going to have to go scout him out. I'm going to have to go back and look at that video of him and Reese.
He was out at, listen, he was out at shoot 360 with Peyton yesterday. That's all I'm saying.
35 ain't that old.
That's Coach Reese, by the way. Don't disrespect my coach. I feel like you disrespect Reese a lot. I don't like it. I'll be honest with you. I don't like the whole situation between you and Reese. So I feel like there's a lot of BS in that whole
thing. Listen.
From your end.
I had to teach him where the library was.
That's
Steve.
My friend.
Once you come here as a freshman,
Reese Gaines.
And Reese has to say, hey, where's this place called the SAC?
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn it. Rookie,
listen.
Where's Chick-fil-A, baby?
To this day, dude, I'm telling you, the biggest smile I've ever been on my face, man, was probably 3 months ago when and I've got to watch doing this because he's like my guy, or like now we talk to each other.
You're more
so
peers.
I'm like, yeah, it's a little weird. It's like going backstage in wrestling, and they have a term called mark. Like you don't want to mark out backstage.
Yep.
And like, oh my god, you know. But it's like the two things was me and Charity were out to dinner at a establishment. I'll tell the establishment. Nick, you don't need to tell any establishments, but we were out, and Reese happened to be there, and he come, and he sat down beside us, chill for like 2.5 hours. It was amazing. And then the other one was I woke up to a text from Reese Gaines. It was like, hey, proud of you. You're killing it out there. And I was just like, this is the best. Yeah. This is the best.
Meanwhile, I'm like,
and in the meantime, I got to come in and listen to me. Like, Marcus, you see this.
I'm like, Reese, it's guard cut, weak side low. You're supposed to set the screen so we can come on. Get it right, freshman.
He's going to join us here soon, by the way.
Yeah,
I think he's told us. He's going to join us, talk some TBT. And Luke's coaching too, whatever. But what did he do?
Luke, I
hit four threes.
I hope
the national
Luke's excited about this. This could be really fun.
No, they're going to crush it, man.
I agree.
They're going to learn from Leeb's mistakes. And they're going to take us to heights we've not been before in the TBT.
Are they going
to? But anyway, good to hear from Nolan, man. Right now, I wouldn't dare. People are like, why don't you have Nolan on? I'm like, I wouldn't dare. We're in the middle of this coaching. Mm-hmm. He wants to get a job somewhere, too. You know, I mean, look, if he called and was like, I want to come in and I want to talk, cool. We've been able to talk to Nolan on a personal level. But I wouldn't dare ask right now.
No, you give him the open. Yeah, like so you give him.
Now, if he is on a new staff, there will be that weekly segment that we were going to have.
Yeah, don't.
But I want people to know that Nolan wanted to come in every week, man. Like, he wanted to come in and chat. Like, that's what he loved to do, you know? So, I mean, and again, that's not me. That's not even a knock on Kenny Payne. He ran a program a certain way. And as an assistant coach, you either leave or you do it that way. That's how you do it.
They said they were there to back him up.
Yeah, absolutely.
The way he
wanted to run a program. But I believe that the next coach will be a little more open. So, yeah.
I tell you what.
But good from hearing from him, man. Great stuff.
We'll take our last commercial break on 939 The Ville.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Hello, this is Dan McDonald, head baseball coach at the University of Louisville. You're listening to the home of Cardinal Baseball on 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been Dave's with Marcus Wayne. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Well, we're still giving out some special thanks to the Blind Squirrel for having us out here today, having a good time. Again, feel free to come out here, hang out with us. Steve's going to run some things by you that you can do while you're out here enjoying some delicious lunch.
Absolutely.
But first things first, I want to give a shout out, a huge, huge shout out. Right now, people, the weather's clear. Make this call. Because your home is your fortress. And your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned, operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964. Today, one more shout out, Derek A. Stewart, for all your home buying, home selling, all your realtor needs, questions. Derek A. Stewart, a great partner of the show. You write down this number if you have any questions or you're looking for any options for your home buying and selling needs. Do yourself a favor. 502-314-9868 today.
Also, we're out here at the Blind Squirrel. Like you said, come on out. The first 50 people show up after 11 a.m. We'll receive free bonus bets ranging from $10 to $100 from DraftKings. Even if you're not one of the first 50, though, come on out. Everybody who has a DraftKings app can register for a $500 bonus bet and a prize of $1,000 in bonus bets. Both are going to be drawn out later today. Also, our friends at Kentucky Fish and Wildlife have free hats and other swag for anyone who can show a valid fishing license. Just visit Blind Squirrel. Come on out here, hang out with us. So yeah, we'll be out here till 6 o'clock today, man.
The
so
prizes,
it'll be fun.
The prizes from the bracket challenge include RGB home theater 55 inch, Bourbon and Beyond, Louder Than Life passes, Chick-fil-A gift. What would you do with it? How fast? How long would it take?
Not long.
Go through a $300.
Not long. Not in a Roman's house. It's about $40 a meal. Go there about five times. Gone.
Yeah, just be cleaned up.
Yep. Bye. They got some apple pie cider over here. I wonder if that's any good.
Apple pie cider. It's just regular cider, not.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I was thinking? You were saying apple pie
moonshine.
Yeah, moonshine.
Yeah, no. It's like cider. No, yeah.
That listen. That was the funniest thing when I was sitting at Jalen's wedding, and it was like, who put this moonshine in here? Right.
Uh huh.
It was apple. You know. Uh huh. Apple pie moonshine.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And you have to listen. You had to be locked into this room.
Yeah.
For like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to, no, nobody don't leave the room, don't mess nothing up. So we're just sitting there, and one guy just like took a shot. Before you know it, it was probably like 12 of us in there. Before you know it, it was like, whew.
Yeah, everybody's getting hot in here.
Yeah. And listen, I think it was like 100.
Doing some sweating.
I think it was like 100 degrees outside the wedding, and then the lady came in, and she was like, you gentlemen need to be careful because it's going to be really hot out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably drink some water.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. But again,
like,
these
too
are,
late.
These are his teammates. We're talking about Tennessee football players.
Yeah, they could drink a lot of moonshine before it starts hitting.
Like, yeah, like deer lick on me.
Well, speaking of that, spring ball starts today, 4 o'clock. Get out there and watch some spring practice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, today
That's
is.
Your fault. You're task to keep me informed and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, we're having a coaching search right now, so there's other blank to attend to
you
right now.
You call that more pressing? You think that's more pressing?
Yeah. Like, I know Brom's going to be good. I can look, I'll get to you. hey, you guys are going to be great. You're going to make a run at the playoffs. That's
Brom,
awesome.
Is Brom going to pull a Charlie Strong?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why we're not getting any attention. Well, Charlie, Louisville, Kentucky are in the freaking Final Four, okay? Can we have 1 week?
I mean, hey, if this was SEC, this would all be
Yeah, I'm like, Teddy Bridgewater's head could fall off and nobody would know right now, okay? It's Kentucky and Louisville in the Final Four. listen, Jeff, we'll get to you. He knows that. He understands the job.
Okay. So,
we love you. But I am looking forward to getting out there, man. Check it out. I don't know that I'll get out there today, but I'll probably I think they're again later this week on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I'll probably jump out there. A lot of new people want to see Tyler Shuck's arm in person. You know what I'm saying? Want to check out some of the running back room.
He's back out on Thursday or Friday?
Oh, it might be Friday. I don't know. It's okay. One later this week. But I do want to jump out and see him. And I don't know. Part of me is like, first day, I'm like, the snob in me's like, man, they ain't gonna do nothing on day one.
They ain't gonna. You're gonna be here a bunch of whistles and angry.
Yeah. Like, they gonna be out there in shorts and t-shirts running around. Like, oh.
Are they gonna be? They're not gonna be wearing those belly shirts, are they?
Probably.
Those belly bras. Yeah, the bras.
I'm a football team out here playing.
If that's one of the fashions that I can't wait to go away,
it's sports bras.
Soon enough, yeah, like that fad cannot go away. Fast enough.
Talking about the football players and sports brawls running around. That's like
one programming, though.
Yes, programming.
We're going to air the Ford Atlantic game on Friday at 12:15.
Really? Okay.
We're going to air.
Okay, well, you heard it there. Yeah, on Friday, we'll be airing, if you didn't hear Drew, we're going to be airing the Florida Atlantic game at 12:15.
So get ready to start crushing
them. Yeah.
We're going to call it. We're going to have a Florida, and we're going to have actually Florida
Atlantic.
Post game show.
The Owls. We'll probably all meet up somewhere. Maybe come up to the Blind Squirrel here and watch the game, man, and break them down. So, yeah, he'll be in there, man. So, I'm rooting for him. Like,
that's not a funny joke.
So. I want him to
I'm
win.
Have a post game show.
Well, people, yeah.
He has to win.
He's got to win. He needs to win Friday.
He needs to
win.
Like,
Dusty, I would suggest you on Friday. You can lose to UConn, but I suggest you win Friday.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just figure out that one out. beat Northwestern. Yeah, let's figure that one out, all right?
Look, yeah. We're just getting nerves from everywhere else.
Yeah, you're going to make my job really, really hard.
Anthony Edwards.
What a play. God almighty. Did I send that to you last night? I was half asleep, and I saw that, and I was like, I got to send that to Marcus. Did you see the alternate views of it, too? Stupid, dude. What a play.
What was the most impressive part? Where he took off from?
Okay. The finish. I love those. Like, I'm up so high, I can throw it through the rim.
I hate those.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
Because I almost want to argue.
And he dunked on John Collins. I mean, John Collins.
Wake Forest?
Yeah, you remember John Collins punching all over us? I mean, dude, John Collins in the dunk contest last year. Like, I mean, he can – or the year before. Like, he can fly.
Yeah, but he just accepted it.
Yeah. But that's – that to me, though, that's part of it. Like, no, John Collins can jump. And he was like, or I don't know that he accepted it. I think Anthony Edwards jumped out so far
It was like, he thought he was going to have another step to load up.
You want a piece of this? Yeah.
And you don't count on Edwards running that hard.
My gosh, dude. What a play.
Yeah.
That was dunk of the year. I'm pretty comfortable saying there won't be a better one this year.
Does it take away from it that he dislocated his finger?
I mean, no, but
celebration.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Look, we all want Dante Jones from Duke. We all want to be you dunk on the dude from Virginia and do push-ups. You remember that?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah. That's the ideal.
That's the ideal way to finish a dunk. Kyle Kirk is.
Yeah, that's another
with the
good
cheerleaders.
One. That's another good one.
The cheerleaders make the.
Yeah, the when they're like, oh my god.
When you make the road cheerleaders react.
They looked at that guy like, dude.
You got to transfer.
Yeah, you look stupid. Get up.
Look, I don't know everything about basketball, but you look, what just happened to you, I'm sure it's not supposed to happen. So what are you eyeballing, Steve? You making a last second?
I think I'm going to do the beer cheeseburger.
Yeah?
I think, I don't know, though, man. I really want those nachos, too. But I got to do one or the other. I can't do both.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to try to make myself.
They've got boneless wings, though. I don't want boneless wings. It's the beer cheeseburger. It's definitely the beer cheeseburger or the. It depends on if I'm hanging out. If I'm hanging out, I might go ahead and do the nachos. So, yeah, I probably will do that. But we'll see. That's my idea.
We're playing games.
Tonight?
Yeah,
tonight. Yeah. You've got Boise State and I think Boise State and Colorado tonight, or is it? Or
I will not.
Virginia and Colorado State, Boise State versus Colorado.
I will not survive another.
Bob Valvano.
Is here.
He is walking up.
I will not survive another tournament, Steve, if I'm not in it.
No. No.
I'll
be miserable.
I'll get a backup team.
I'll be miserable. Yeah.
I'll get a full backup team.
Yeah.
Like a backup team where I'm going to just have to learn all the history and everything.
Yeah.
Like it'll be like my burner account.
Or I'll just be miserable to deal with.
Actually, no, that's what I'll do.
I'll just pout.
I'll get a different team and it'll be my burner.
Start a burner.
And
I feel it.
Yep.
No, I like it. Yeah.
I'll be like,
it's not the worst idea.
Yeah. I'll be like Moneyline Vol.
Moneyline Vol.
Yeah, I'll just change up. And,
oh my gosh.
Or I'll just go all pro. I'll just go turn to a Detroit.
Yeah. We'll be. There's a guy that comes in Buffalo Wild Wings all the time, and he's from Milwaukee, and he's just baffled that there's never NBA on. And I finally had to tell him one day. I had to say, listen, man. Nobody gives two, you know what, about the NBA around here, dude.
Like
I was like, we could have NBA on the TV. I said I'll put two NBA games on the TV up there. I said, I bet you we don't go 25 minutes for somebody asking for something else. Because nobody around here cares. And he's from Milwaukee, though. So Milwaukee, it's big NBA.
And you've had Giannis for a while.
And it's an NBA, you know, city. Yep. There's an NBA team there, you know. I'm like, around here, man, I'm like, nobody. I said, do you want to know all they care about Milwaukee? I said, Jordan Wara, when he was there. I said, now nobody. I was like, dude, nobody cares about the NBA around here, man. I was like, it just don't. The NFL, yes, because the NFL is different, but – the NBA is a very – if you don't have an NBA team in your market, there's just not – And this is so college basketball. And, I mean, I understood his point. He's like, but that's the best players in the world. Why would you not want to watch that compared to college kids?
College.
And I'm like, I'm telling you, dude.
The world of amateur.
Nobody here cares about the NBA.
Listen, the fading world of amateurism.
Yeah. Listen, we had the finals on last year. And it's like, I mean, okay. But people weren't like, oh, I'm coming in to watch the finals. You know, like you might have one random, I'm a big Lakers guy or a big, you know, something. But, like, it's a one or two guy thing. It's not like, oh, you got to have all the TV. Like, oh, the blind squirrel. It's like, I got to have a big NBA game on tonight. And I like the NBA. So, I mean, I'm not, like, knocking it. But it's just this market. Nobody cares, man. It's like, sorry, dude.
Yeah, it was like, hey, maybe you should enjoy it.
Yeah.
That means you don't have to fight over you don't have to fight over TVs or anything.
It's Jeff Brom right now. He understands it. Jeff, we're worried about something.
Look, and he can probably appreciate it. Like, you know what? Good. Y'all stay busy. Stay occupied. Just stay over there.
Oh, somebody, Corey on Twitter said, do the nachos.
The nachos with the barbecue on them?
No, the pulled pork.
Pulled pork, that's not it.
We're airing the Florida Atlantic game.
I'm doing post game. I'm telling you.
Yep.
Florida Atlantic post game.
Clemson. Here's a little breaking news. Clemson has filed its lawsuit against the ACC.
To get out.
Yeah. So Clemson is now joining
Florida State.
Florida State and trying to get out. I don't really care because Louisville's going to get picked up somewhere. So I'm like, whatever. Don't matter to me. But I would prefer that the ACC just stayed together, honestly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, of course.
I'm not freaking out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yeah, Louisville's going to get picked up.
But I do want to beef with them now.
I feel like we're in a good spot. That's why I hate it. I mean, I hate that the ACC might disband because I feel like we're in a good spot, man. I feel like regionally everything's good. I mean, the Big 12 is where I think Louisville would probably end up, which is fine. I mean, you know, but games with Baylor, Kansas, and, you know, and all the other. Okay, let me ask you a question. It's 11:51 in regards to Dusty May. Uh-huh. I asked Drew and Mark Blankenbaker this. Is he a better coach than John Shire? Is he a better coach than Hubert Davis?
We got to see him with some resources.
Could Hubert Davis and John Shire do what he's done at Florida Atlantic?
I don't know. That's a good
right.
question.
Right. And again, I'm not asking you that to say answer it right now. But I'm saying, that's the two. Not the two?
He would have the potential. That's who you got to beat to win.
That's the two that are. Are they not the standard in the ACC?
Yeah, that's who you got to go through to win the ACC.
I feel like I may have a better coach than Duke and Carolina if we hire. Or it's at least something that you're sitting there and you've got to stare at that light for the next 25 minutes and think about.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
have to ponder that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have to say the potential that he is is there.
That's what I want in a coach, man.
But then I have to say.
And Dusty May's not the only one that fits that
right.
deal. Okay, let me be clear.
But then I have to take away Dusty May and say, okay, I've watched Hubert and Shire handle some environments. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Hubert.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched Shire piss down his leg with a lot of talent. A lot of talent.
I think he can go. I like Shire.
Hubert, you could argue, he's still playing with Roy Williams' roster. So, he is.
Is he
not? I mean.
And he brought him back, so.
Yeah. No, and again, not taking credit from him. He should get the credit. You're number one seed. I don't care whose roster you got, dude. You deserve credit.
Yeah, I took Rick's roster from Mac, and
I'm just saying that's the standard in the conference.
Yeah, it's just a spinning wheel of conversation.
And that's the way it's going to be.
Yep. Okay, go ahead and play us out, Nikki.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
See if I can set up.
Yeah, let's get Bob in here. I'm hungry.
As always, 8150-939 is always the number. 3831.
Food smells great, Nick.
939.
So jealous.
The text line.
Hey, Jay Billis is joining at 2 p.m., by the way. Just
oh,
everybody.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone
well, you should have told us that. That's right now, you don't think we want to. You don't think people want to hear Jay Billis at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, so tune in. Jay
tune
Billis.
In. 2 o'clock, Jay Billis, ESPN 680.
Now you're not in the bill.